This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Welcome back. You're tuned into Kelly and Ramya, weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. And you can check us out on demand by going to your favorite podcast platform and searching for Kelly and Ramya. Kelly McDonald, Ramya Amadhin, we're here with you on a Thursday afternoon.
And that means we welcome in Fern Lullum from the UK for our bi-weekly check-in.
What's on your mind? I'm Fern Lullum from the UK, and whether serious, silly, or somewhere in between, I've got you covered. Let's face it, the most effective therapy is a chat with your bestie.
For an interesting topic today, as they always are, as we talk a little bit about why being showered with lots of affection at the start of a relationship may not always lead to a happily ever after, Fern, right?
No. That's so true, Kelly. But I must say, that was the best introduction that you've ever given me. You're sounding just absolutely on point perfect today, Kelly. I just thought I'd give you a little taste of what love bombing might feel like there.
The only caveat is this is not the start of the relationship.
Right. This is the example of this is what we're talking. So does that mean I should say you're wearing fitting earrings too? Or is that also a bit of a ruse for the segment? And you know,
it's all just manipulation, isn't it, really?
I want to describe them.
I'm wearing heart-shaped earrings. They are dangly earrings, quite dangerous when you can't see, but, you know, I thought I would risk it for you guys. They have two hearts dropped down next to each other because, you know, it's like two hearts, two people coming together to form a beautiful budding romance. Yes, let's get into this. So we are talking about love bombing today because, you know, it's so easy, isn't it, when we get into a relationship to be really excited and think that all kinds of affection and grand gestures and demonstrations of love are going to lead to our happily ever after, but not always the case. And so sometimes if that is happening and it's very, very intense, we might need to just take a little step back and catch our breaths because we might be falling victim to the dreaded love bombing. You never know.
Okay. All right. Does love bombing only happen in romantic relationships?
No, not only in romantic relationships, although it is most commonly associated with romantic relationships, I suppose just because they are the most intense quite often of relationships, you know, where you just become all encompassed with this person. And I think, you know, there's a lot of media around the fact that when you first meet someone in romance, it must be all or nothing. You know, we're going to go from being strangers to just being soulmates overnight. And so therefore, it's much easier to fall victim to it in a romantic relationship. But it does also happen in friendships, between colleagues. It can happen in groups of any kind. If someone comes on very, very strong and they're very intense in any kind of relationship, that can be classed as love bombing. It's essentially a way that somebody attempts to influence you based on this very intense demonstration of affection or making you feel very special, just, you know, really kind of amping you up and making you feel like, wow, this person really, really likes me. But actually, it's more about them trying to project an image of themselves that they want you to believe that they really are like this all the time, just Mr. or Mrs. Perfect, essentially.
Oh gosh, it sounds like a problem for disaster.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, maybe. How can you differentiate then, Fern? Because there's a lot of potential for this kind of thing to come up for people with online dating, with getting to know people through just text messages. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many ways that people could project an image. So how do you differentiate between genuine affection and love bombing tactics?
Yeah, that's a really good question because, of course, at the start of a relationship, we want it to be all romantic and everything, right? And is everyone engaging in this? And the good news is, no, they are not. So some good common signs to look out for is, let's say, in a healthy relationship first, We're looking at things like consistency. It's going to be somebody who doesn't blow hot and cold, as Katy Perry would say. They're not all over the place. They're not like all over you one minute and then you can't hear from them for days the next minute. They are going to communicate with you and they're going to be able to have conversations with you about different things, and they're not going to hide anything. But equally, they're not going to be very intense and tell you a lot of very personal things very, very quickly, because that can sometimes be a bit of a red flag as well. They're going to also respect your boundaries. So if you say, I'm not comfortable with doing a certain thing at a certain stage in a relationship, they're going to say, that's cool. Okay, I get that. And they're not going to try and sort of, you know, let that slide or say, oh, you know, don't worry about that. We're special. We don't need to adhere to these silly rules or anything like that. And the most important thing is that with a healthy relationship, it will progress at a nice, organic, comfortable rate, and you'll feel safe and secure in it. Whereas with love bombing, the main factor to look out for, of course, the opposite of everything that I've just said, kind of inconsistency, a lack of boundaries, but most commonly it will rapidly progress. So you will go from barely knowing anything about this person to feeling like you're just in each other's pockets, living together the whole nine yards overnight, essentially.
Wow. Wow. Talk about what sounds so overwhelming. So how can we protect ourselves from being manipulated by love bombing tactics like this?
Yeah, well, I think one thing is just to really look out for those people who kind of behave in a way where you feel like this doesn't feel quite, like I say, quite organic. It feels a bit fake or insincere. It feels like, how can we be this close so quickly? You know, we're not best friends immediately. We're not soulmates. You know, I don't know your last name yet. I don't know your birthday. You know, really pay attention to those things, because somebody can tell us all of this stuff. And very commonly with love bombing, people will say things like, I've never been able to tell anyone about this before. And of course, all that does to you is it makes you feel, I'm so special. Nobody has ever, you know, they haven't been able to crack this person, and I'm the one to do it, and I'm going to come and help them and make everything better. And so
I'm the
really
first to find out their shoe size.
Well, exactly.
Okay. Maybe the
you
guy
need
at the store.
If you don't know their shoe size, Kelly, you do not know them. Okay. It's very important. So really pay attention also to how you feel. How do you feel in your body? Because what we do when we like somebody is that our heads start running and we start going, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter about that. We'll just ignore that they did that, you know, I didn't hear from them for a week, let's say. Oh, I'll just let, because I'm sure they were busy. We make excuses. We've all been in this situation. So really think about, how are you actually feeling? Do you feel calm and safe and secure with this person? Or do you feel a little bit stressed and anxious or overwhelmed, like I say, and just a little bit uncomfortable with how this is going? And if you feel those instincts of, I'm not sure about this, don't ignore those instincts. Very tempting, because you think, this is it, I've made it, finally, I found my person. But don't ignore those instincts, because later on down the line, you might wind up regretting it.
So, Fern, on that note of self-reflection, what are parts of ourselves, maybe, you know, traits or things like that, that make us more susceptible potentially to love bombing?
So the biggest one is sort of what I alluded to earlier about if you're a hopeless romantic. So if you're somebody who has always loved a good fairy tale or a lovely rom-com where it is so passionate and intense and they're so in love, you will see this in love bombing and you will think, I've done it. You know, I've cracked the code. I'm having my own fairy tale right now. And that makes you very, very susceptible to a love bomber. Another thing is if you're a fixer, if you like helping people and kind of putting them back together, again, you're going to be very susceptible to this. I've never been able to share anything like this with anyone before. If you don't have much experience with relationships, you might not know what, you know, a normal healthy relationship looks like. And you might just think, well, this is relationships. Surely it's supposed to be like this. And you might not be so right about that. Also, if you feel isolated or you feel alone, you're more likely to cling on to this person who's showing you this attention and this affection. And unfortunately, sadly, I think if you have a disability or a factor similar to that, where you might think that you have a lower expectation for the person that you'll be able to get, you know, you buy into this narrative that unfortunately society gives us, that if you have a disability, maybe you won't find love. And so then when somebody comes along and they're showering you with all these compliments, you're going to just, you know, lap it up, because if you believe that you're not good enough for anyone, you're just going to go for the first person that shows you any attention. So you really need to just pay attention to those things. And how do you view yourself, and how is your self-esteem? And is that actually serving you in this relationship? And just don't forget about those things, because it's important.
It is. And it's so hard, because so many people are in some of the positions that you've mentioned and highlighted that make you susceptible. It could be really the choice of, well, I might have an idea what's going on, I may not, but boy, I feel important here. So what advice would you give to somebody who suspects they're being love bombed?
I would say, take some time for yourself to think about what is happening here. If you really think this sounds like you, educate yourself and talk to somebody that you trust who is going to be honest, and really sort of ask yourself if even what they say, even if what they say isn't necessarily what you want to hear, is it the truth? Because they might have a better perspective on your relationship than you do. Because like I said earlier, we tell ourselves all kinds of things because we want to stay in this relationship. Mm-hmm. A really good question to ask yourself is, what is keeping me here? Why am I mm-hmm. in this relationship? Because very often a telling sign is that for a lot of us, the answer to that question is, because I don't think I'll find anyone else. And if that's your answer, that's probably not the right reason to stay in a relationship, just because you found this person and you want to cling on. I understand it. I've been there myself in the past, but that isn't the right reason. And also, if you suspect this, I think I would just say, talk to the person that you're you know, thinking might be love bombing you, and just be really open with them and have a conversation about it. Again, it's easier said than done, but it really can help.
Yeah. Okay, I have so many follow-ups, but let's keep moving. Mm-hmm. Are there any specific strategies that you would suggest when you're confronting the person who you suspect is love-bombing you?
I would say remain really open. Think about the time and the place where you're going to talk to them, because obviously sometimes are better than others, and sit them down and talk to them, you know, say, this is how I feel. Try not to accuse them, because we know that when we accuse people, they just go into defensiveness and it'll turn into a row. Trust me. But also, as much as you want to think about what you want to say, you want to think about, what are they saying? Be curious and really pay attention to their response, because their response might be nothing. Their response might be, I'm not talking about this, or walking out the room. And that's a response in itself. How likely are they, when you come to a situation where there's a challenge in the relationship, to actually sit down and talk about this with you? Because if they're not, that will tell you a lot in itself. And if they are, you might get somewhere and you might be able to talk it through. And actually, you might have been fearing something where there wasn't anything to fear. So either way, it's really important, as much as thinking about what you want to say to them, to pay attention to what they say to you in reply.
Okay. What can you do if you feel you've been love bombed to heal?
It's really hard if you feel like you've been love bombed. And I think acknowledging that is so important. There is so much shame, I think, particularly because it's so intense. It can happen in a very short space of time. So you can say, I've only known this person like a month or even a couple of weeks. Why am I so devastated by this?
Right.
But the reality is, when somebody makes you feel like you're the most special person in the world and then just takes that away, that's a really painful thing. So have a lot of compassion for that. But at the same time, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Were there things that were going on that I could have spotted? Not to say I'm an idiot, I should have spotted them sooner, but to say, what can I learn and take into the future so that this won't happen to me again?
Okay, Fern, real quick, what do we need to remember when it comes to love bombing?
Firstly, take it slow. Pay attention to your feelings and how you feel in your body. Remember that grand gestures do not always lead to happily ever after. And most importantly, remember that there is nobody on this planet who can define your self-worth and your value. That is innate in you. You will have it way after you met this person, and you had it before you ever knew they existed. Remember that.
Awesome.
I love that.
Great words, Fern, as usual, and tremendous advice. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely show.
Fern Lulham from the UK joining us, and she does this every other Thursday opposite What in the World right here on Kelly and Ramya.
Canada's first air accessibility summit concluded recently with a pledge from airlines and government officials to improve travel for people with disabilities. Wow, aren't we excited about what that could be? Laura Bain is going to tell us the details on The Buzz after the break on Kelly and Ramya.
Keep it here for more of Kelly and Ramya on AMI TV.
Hi, I'm Jenny Bovard. Join me monthly for Low Vision Moments, where I speak with awesome guests about some of the amusing things that happen when you're blind or partially sighted. Watch on YouTube or download Low Vision Moments from your favorite podcast distributor.